Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. UK's annual Integrated Pest Management IPM school is underway today at their facility in Princeton. And while the field is far more diverse than you think, we'll start with the basics.
This is for commercial growers, ag consultants, ag industry people, the county ag and natural resources agents, horticulture agents will show up.
UK Extension entomologist Dr. Rick Besson is Kentucky's coordinator of IPM and says program topics run the gamut.
One of those new technologies will be the unmanned drones that could be used for scouting and monitoring crops. We're going to be talking about how some of the pests are changing. We tend to think a pest is a pest, but the pests do change over time. We're seeing weed resistance, for example, where we didn't have that before. We have new invasive pests that are moving in.
Professionals in the industry are required to complete prescribed regular training and updates.
This meeting is primarily for certified commercial applicators, people that make recommendations, sell chemicals, or apply some of these chemicals as part of their business, and they need to get so many hours of continuing education over a 3-year period in order to maintain their certification.
More on the broader scope of IPM in a minute. We'll be right back.
God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer.
Hello, this is Kentucky Commissioner of Agriculture James Comer. After God made a farmer, I'm sure he made Kentucky. A great way to celebrate being Kentucky proud is to support the future of Kentucky agriculture by donating $10 to the Ag Tag Fund when you purchase your Kentucky Farm license plate and show your support of FFA, 4-H, and Kentucky Proud, the future of Kentucky agriculture.
We're back with Rick Besson, extension entomologist and the coordinator of Kentucky's IPM Integrated Pest Management Program. I noted among the program presenters that Kentucky's new state apiarist, Tammy Horn, an occasional guest on this program, will be making a presentation on their program today.
There's a lot of issues, as everyone knows, facing honeybees and other wild pollinators. One thing that's brought up a lot in the media is the use of agricultural chemicals and how they can be affecting the health of honeybees and other pollinators. And so I think it's good that we bring people from different perspectives to address these issues. Honeybees are extremely important and are critical to the success of agriculture. So we have a lot of common ground here.
I contacted Horn and will feature her in an upcoming program very soon. She says she's looking forward to participating in the IPM training. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.